So anybody who calls in today and gets on the air, you have to end every sentence with brother. Brother.
Period.
Am I clear, brother?
Crystal clear, what, brother.
You know, I know the old adage that these things happen in threes, but you texted Sam and I this morning, and I thought, my goodness, we are starting to lose people that were mega stars in pop culture as we were growing up.
Well, this week it's four.
Wait, I can't hear her.
Brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This week it's four, brother.
Who was the fourth, brother?
Chuck Mangione.
Who?
Chuck Mangione died?
Mm-hmm.
You have got to be kidding me.
Who's Chuck Mangione?
One of the greatest French horn players of all time.
It's the trumpet.
Dan Weinbaum.
No, Scott.
30 different albums,
Scott,
14 Grammy nominations.
His song feels so good. Let me just give me a minute, okay? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh, it was a smash hit, and it was unusual because before Kenny G, no one had ever been a smash hit trumpet player before.
You said French horn.
It's trumpet. He was it. Oh, there it is. My dad had this 8-track. Dun, 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 dun,
I know this
dun,
song.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I wouldn't put him into the category of the super famous.
If you are if you're a baby boomer, he was super famous.
Here's what I do know. If you were alive in the 80s, this has been a bad week.
Brother.
Brother. Ozzy.
Yeah.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, my God,
Theo,
yes.
From the Huxtables.
Yes.
And Hulk Hogan, who people Sam's age probably don't realize had a major role in Rocky III.
Yeah.
How did he die? And you said earlier he was 71. 71 is not old anymore.
Pardon me.
Well, when you pipe a lot of steroids into your body for about 50 years, it is.
Chuck Mangione was the flugelhorn.
It's Mangione.
The flugelhorn.
Okay.
The fact that there's a dispute on how to pronounce his last name, brothers.
It's Mangione.
Tells me that he's not going to be included in the list of deceased celebrities this week.
Yes, he is. I'm telling you, he was
huge. The two of you can't even agree on how to pronounce his last
name. Sam wasn't even born yet, not even barely born. My father had that 8, and it was 8-track. We played that on a loop. We played it on a loop. He was bigger than Kenny G for my dad's generation.
Prominently featured on the show King of the Hill.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
We just know that this was with respect to Hulk Hogan cardiac arrest.
They were called to the house on a cardiac arrest call. They have not confirmed whether or not that was his cause of death, but
they tried desperately to save him, by the way. They, you know, got to the house, tried desperately to save him. Apparently, one of Hulk Hogan's most infamous matches in Kansas City was not in the wrestling ring. One of Hulk Hogan's most infamous matches here was versus Dude in Hotel Bar. So goes the story from the Kansas City Star and Lisa Gutierrez.
Well, you better cool out, big dude. All of New York City knows I got my head right, man. I've been riding my Harley Davidson up and down 95, brother, with my shirt off, dude. Just getting ready for Mr. Orndorff. And it's kind of cool outside, but that's the way I like it, you know. This Orndorff, man, he disgraced all of New York City because we were all training with a dude, man. We all believed in him. It's just like that parking meter that I bit the head off of. He's just like small change in the world of professional wrestling. He's no big time, man. And I'm going to prove that to all you people out there.
God, he was famous. So listen to this. Pro wrestling legend Hulk Hogan, who died today, won his last WWF championship in Kansas City in April 2002.
Who knew?
Backlash, a World Wrestling Federation pay-per-view event at Kemper Arena in Kansas City.
I'll be darned.
It was the last Backlash before the WWF became the WWE. And it was the first pay-per-view wrestling event at Kemper since May of 1999, when another 34-year-old wrestler, Owen Hart, plunged 78 feet to his death at Kemper. So they go on to say that Hogan had one of his most infamous matches here,
brother,
at a Kansas City hotel bar.
Thank God, Mean Gene, I got my pump back, man.
God, it was October 2019. Hogan got into a verbal altercation with a fan at a Kansas City hotel bar that went viral. And if you guys remember which bar, the Star Store doesn't get into it, okay? 2 days after, he made a video explaining his side of the story. And what he says is, Ric Flair invites him to the Kansas City hotel bar for one drink and says to him, it's super quiet here, no one's going to bother us.
Woo!
Woo! Hulk Hogan shows up. There are a ton of people in that bar.
Are these references not catching with you?
Do you know that I am a 51-year-old Taylor Swift?
He's got the body of a god.
Listening.
He even looks like the real Hercules, and he's definitely stronger, man.
Mother of four, I can tell you who Hulk Hogan is. No, Scott, this is not something in my wheelhouse.
Okay, so,
with respect.
So, and
because they are entertainers.
Duly noted, but my brother and I could not get enough of WWF wrestling.
Brother.
When we were kids, every Saturday we would sit on the couch at our parents' house and watch WWF, brother.
I got nothing for
and
you
so
on this.
So when you say
and
Rick,
you know something, Mean Gene, since he's guided by Bobby the Weasel Heenan, I trained for the dude like he's an immortal brother. I've been hanging out in the Garden of Eden with my main squeeze Eve. I dove 20,000 leagues under the sea.
I'm not even going to ask you to help me understand why that was a thing. I do understand it was a thing.
For boys only, teenagers.
There is nothing I could possibly know or care less about. Maybe motorsports would be, you know, I just don't, it's not my thing.
So when you say Ric Flair, you have to say, woo, because that was his thing.
Got it. No, not doing that. A group of 40 to 45-year-old guys smash hammered at this bar. Thought it would be funny to send Shirley Temples over to the table of Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair in Kansas City.
Okay.
The next thing you know,
brother,
there is an altercation. And the 45-year-olds call Hulk Hogan a word that is not very nice.
What does it start with?
A P.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan stands up and says, the last time I had a Shirley Temple was when I was blanking your wife.
Oh!
From there...
Oh, no, he didn't.
All hell breaks loose. And Ric Flair gets up. It did not go well at the Kansas City Hotel lobby bar.
So, Hulk Hogan was in Rocky III.
Okay.
At the beginning, he does a charity match with Rocky Balboa. I will give you $100 right now if you will tell me the name of Hulk Hogan's character in Rocky III.
Scott.
Woo!
I could maybe, if like Hulk Hogan came up and punched me in the face yesterday, I'd probably be like, I think that's Hulk Hogan.
But you're in my way, man. You're on my hit list, and you shall feel the pythons, brother. And when I'm done with you, hopefully I'll get that little weasel in this 24-inch python and squeeze his head. But I'm going to the top of the family, Mean Gene. Hercules, you shall feel the wrath of the pythons.
His name in Rocky III was Thunderlips.
Quoting here from Ric Flair, I am absolutely shocked to hear about the passing of my close friend Hulk Hogan.
Woo.
He has been by my side since we started in the wrestling business, an incredible athlete, talent, friend, and father. Our friendship has always meant the world to me.
Let
me tell you something, brother. When you walk in this beef shop, I'm surprised that you still got your shirt on, Jack.
That was actually a really wholesome interaction with Hulk Hogan and like an 8-year-old boy.
Aww.
Who should not know who Hulk Hogan is his number one fan.
You know what? The phones are ringing and I'm not here to disparage. I understand his place in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero understanding in why that theater was what it was in the 80s. I just don't understand it in a way, Scott, that you don't understand how much I love golf or Taylor Swift, just not in my wheelhouse at all.
But I go back to my point. If you grew up in the 80s, this has been a rough week.
He had an action figure.
More than one.
He has to be a billionaire just on the merch alone, right?
Well, you know something, Mean Gene. To say that the city of Baltimore, brother, was not electric would be an understatement, brother. Vader time has been running rampant. He's been bullying his way around here for the last couple days, brother. We know the power of Vader. We know all about the demon he's warned us all about, brother. But the thing is, brother, this is the final test for Hulk Hogan, brother.
Okay.
This is the test that separates the good men from the bad men, brother. The immortality of Hulkamania.